This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the Gasper Show, the Gasper Show, the Gasper Radio Show. Hello, people, and good morning, and welcome to the Gasper Radio Vertoning here op CliffCentral.com. En saam met my in die atelier is Christian. Hallo Chrissy.
Hallo, dit is .com.
Ooh, ja. Dankie vir daardie teregwysing, kollega. En dan het ons vir Rihan. Hoe gaan dit, Rie?
Goed en kan jy, Kasper?
Lekker, dankie.
Mooi.
Ag, Jesus, dis 'n lekker Afrikaanse program vandag. En ek wil hoor, hoe gaan dit met julle? Ek wil vir julle eers vertel, we got a wonderful show today.
Wonderful.
No, I don't want to say that, because everyone says that and they fucking lie. So, we got a terrible show today. If I were you, fuck off. No, you should listen. I got a one, remember Taylor? We had Taylor on, and then I went to see Taylor, and I was like fucking blown away. I was blown.
You were like a Carrie Underwood song.
Oh, I just said, take the wheel. That's all I said. And she is back, but it is not Taylor anymore. We'll find out why. And then we got someone I, as a child, as a young child.
That's just a wee little lad.
That's Michael Jackson. A young child, I was exposed to him.
No shit. Middle East. Like Eastern European.
Oh my God. Peter V.
Yes.
Peter V. And my brother, God rest his souls, he played his song to me from Peter V. So we'll talk to Peter V. Later. But first of all, I just want to say that we have a co-host today.
Woo-hoo,
a special co-host. And that is none other than Anna Wolf.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi daar. Luister, wil jy nie kanne op jou ore hê nie?
Ja, moet ek my kanne opsit?
Ek dink dis beter, want anders gaan jy nie jou eie power...
1, 2, there we go.
En Jannie moet ook power, kanne kry, op een stadium, as daar nie is nie, we must just get some kanne vir Jannie.
Kanne vir Jannie sounds like a movement.
Nummer 2 op die RSK Top 20 is kanne vir Jannie.
Koert Darren.
Deur Koert Darren, kanne vir Jannie, kanne vir Jannie, hy wil nie, hy kan nie, ja, daar is hy, lekker, weer nummer 1, lekker, Shakkie, shakkie, mense. So, Jannie, welkom aan jou.
Baie dankie.
Okay, maar ek gaan nou weer met jou, ek sit jou nou weer af. Okay, so Anna Wolf, you co-host now, because you were here, you are now a friend of the show, a FOTS. And let me just tell you, because I haven't had the chance to nicely tell you live, face to face, that I think you are incredible. Because I saw you that morning on my show, I was like, it was suggested that I get you. I didn't know who the fuck Taylor was, and then I listened to your stuff and I loved it. You were here, you and Yanni. I loved it that night, that show. You are just exceptional.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, thank you. And you were right in front. I kept looking at your face and going, "Oh wow, he's here." And I mean, like I told you in the very first interview, like, I admired what you did. I'm going to swing it back. I'm actually going to blow your head up so big. But really, you were such an inspiration to me. As a youngster, I remember sitting in the living room with my mom and dad and watching your Gasper Asper show. And
yeah, yeah.
I just admired I think it was, I'm going to split this conversation in two. I think the adult me knew that, or the old soul me knew that you had something special. And what was great about that something special in that X factor is you just owned what you knew you were good at. And for me as a child to watch you perform and just be such a great presenter and entertainer, that was entertaining in itself because I was of age to just enjoy it, you know, because you made me feel like just forget about my problems growing up in a household that wasn't the easiest. And but my old soul and now my older self knows that I was exactly right with what I felt when I watched you, as you just embodied and oozed someone who wasn't afraid to be vulnerable and at the same time entertain and just fill up the room the moment you stepped in. So as much as you were boasting about me to everyone, I really do need to repay it back.
Well, this is, we're going to keep this and play on my memorial. I loved it. Ach, dis baie baie gaaf van jou. Baie baie dankie. Maar mens voel dit half aan soms. Kindred spirits.
Ja.
Jy voel dit, nee.
Ja.
Arian, ek wil vir jou vra.
Ja. Wat het ek gedoen?
Jy het verjaar.
O, ja.
So terwyl ons nou hier is, kan ek vir jou vra, hoe was jou verjaarsdag?
Het was baie lekker geweest. Baie dankie, Kasper, dat jy vra. Het was baie rustig geweest.
Dankie. En is jou sienkie se knaterkies afgeknip?
Ja, ongelukkig. Ongelukkig, maar soos is nou maar bietjie sensitief by die huis. My doggy keeps walking
I'm
around.
I'm so glad you just clarified that.
Yeah, yeah. This is quickly clarify. So he keeps going to go visit another doggy down the road, and he keeps disappearing. So I've had like 5 mini heart attacks in one week. So
shame.
It was time to.
What type of is it?
A Jack Russell.
Okay. Yeah.
So Timoseno gone for his little operation.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, it extends their life by 10%, and
yeah, it's good.
So now they work it out by 10%.
But it's ook die kans op kanker is minder, want nou
there's like fewer things to get cancer.
Yeah.
But I tell you guys what, dogs can play up that emotion. Like I feel so sorry for myself.
Yeah.
Like what have you done to me, Dad?
But at the same time, like you are their voice, you know. Yeah. So yeah, good for you for taking care of your dog like that.
Thanks. Yeah.
I'm also glad it's not your actual son.
Yeah, or me.
Or you. But I mean, at least you have autonomy in that case.
Yeah, yeah.
Anna, as a co-presenter today, co-host, I have to tell you that we do have to tell a story about animals. And Christian knows all about it. And I think maybe he's going to now floor you to take over and tell us about the wonderful animals in your life. But they have to be non-human.
Every now and then, you need a good animal story to warm your heart. And if it involves the beloved pet, even better! Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Bravecto. So we have this little segment where we ask our guests to tell us like their favorite pet story. It can be a pet from when you were young. It can be a pet now. But tell us. Lovely pet story. No pressure. I can't keep doing this voice.
That is like super easy for me because I love animals more than people.
Yes.
Cool. So I have a tattoo of my dead dog on my arm. Aww. Her name was Dinky Toy, and she was basically my child. And I went and saw a medium, which I know I'm certain that a lot of listeners are going to think this is hippie and weird. But I went and saw a medium, and this medium said, well, your dog still comes and visits you. And she was a wolf, and so were you. You were a wolf in your past life.
Oh, dogs go
and
to
this woman didn't know anything about my career, nothing. And basically that her and I would just like be a little packed, and that's why I obviously had that, you know, great and close connection to her. Because as much as she was just a dog, I felt I could, you know, hear what she was thinking and feeling. And I mean, you brought your dog today. I immediately like just forget about all of you and you know, indulged in the dog.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah. Like I love animals, and that I don't know if that's a cool story, but
that's
yeah,
a really
cool
that's story. A wonderful story. And because you are now Anna Wolf,
yeah,
and one of the great images that you had in your show I saw the last time you were here was that of a wolf running, and that was so I'll never forget that.
But how weird is that? Yeah. How weird is that that the first single was called Wolf?
Yes.
Then I watched the video and the wolf is chasing me. It was almost like my subconscious already knew that there was something on its way.
Yes.
Like as cheesy as it sounds, the name really chose me. Yeah. Like the name Anna, before Dinky Toy passed away, I used to call Anna, ach Dinky Toy, Anna. I used to, and people used to ask me, but her name's Dinky Toy, and I went, yeah, I don't know why I'm calling her Anna. So anyway, there's more to just choosing another name.
Okay, maar jy het jy nou diere in Londen?
Nee, ongelukkig nie.
It's difficult, hey.
Dis baie moeilik. En ek stop almal wie verby my loop, wie honde het. Yeah. So ek like society psycho mense.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallo.
Just have like a box of Beano like on standby.
Yeah. I would love that. Yeah.
Maar met die toer is ook seker maar bietjie moeilik om die being on the road the whole time and knowing your doggies at home. That must be hard.
Ja, dit is baie moeilik. Ons het actually gesê ons wil nie nou honde kry nie want ons is skaars by die huis. Dit sal my net breek. Ek sal actually ophou sing net om daar te wees. My hond.
Dis reg.
Like, dis, ja, dis hoe sterk
en ek. En jy gehoor, jy kry nou hierdie ding wat jy amper kan Skype. Jy kan jou hondjie Skype by die huis.
Ah, yeah. Dis really?
Dis die ding wat in jou muur vasgestapel is, en dan het hy treat, en dan het hy as camera, en dan...
Hoor hy jou stem en alles, so as jy nou bietjie besig is dan...
Ah, Kentie!
Ja, maar ek dink ons al vir Kent confused, hy is al soos, want hy is so gewoond om jou op die TV te sien, is al soos, what's going on? Why is the television giving me sweets?
Ah, Kent, because I have two. When I last saw you, and then one died now, my German Shepherd died. Mm. So now I take Kent everywhere I can because I feel sorry for him. Yeah. Because he's a bit lonely now.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
So he goes everywhere.
Cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I think people should be more... I'm not saying we should treat dogs and animals like humans, not at all. An animal is an animal. But at the same time, like I said to you, like we are their voices. Mm. I mean, I get this, the thing I'm the most passionate about is abuse and concerning animals. Mm. And I support the Lucky Lucy Foundation, is actually a foundation in Cape Town. They have a beautiful story on how their foundation actually got started. Very intense and hectic and sad story. But anyway, go read up about it. Lucky Lucy Foundation. And I love playing. I actually do a lot of shows for these charity shows and for charities. And it's awesome. I'm super passionate about it. Yeah.
That's great.
So, Brovecto, if you want to do something nice, maybe donate some of your product to Lucky Lucy. Because Brovecto is... It's the best. I mean, you give them a little chewy thing, and for 3 months you can just forget about ticks and fleas.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Kenting is like,
No, he's fine.
Yeah, but I can't remember any felt with the martlo. Yes.
Are you going to get a new dog?
I don't know if I should. Mm. I don't know. I'm sad still.
Mm. I think you will.
Mm. You think so?
I think you will, yeah. I can see you a little puppy.
Kent, little puppy. But Kent is a bit more. No.
Wow. Oh, right.
After Elfrieda died. Mm. So I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to take us out of the segment by saying this animal story was brought to you by Brovecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against fleas, ticks, and mites for up to 12 weeks.
Thank you, Brovecto.
Say bravo for Brovecto. What's that little thing we play sometimes?
Ja, ek gaan nou-nou. Ek gaan nou-nou dit speel. Ek onthou, dit is ek al hondjies wat blaf. Waar de fok is dit? Do you want to... And then I will... Okay. What's happening?
Uh-huh.
My mouse. I don't like mice, eh?
I will fill in some dead air. Did you know... So, Queen, the Queen movie is coming out today.
Yes.
So I looked up some Queen facts.
Mm-hmm. What, Queen Maria?
The Queen movie is coming out.
Oh, I thought you said Queen Maria is coming out today.
No.
I thought, who the fuck is Queen Maria? Where is she from?
And who is her lesbian lover?
She's coming out today. You're right.
So Freddie Mercury apparently had 10 cats at one point.
Oh.
And he would sometimes just call them, like, on a phone just to hear them, like, meow.
That's what I... That's the thing that then happened, this app that Rian spoke about.
But this was, like, in the 90s. So it was, like, way back. He was ahead of his time.
He was. I was a cop from side tight. Yeah.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Brovecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Brovecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or brovecto.co.za to find out more.
Yay! Okay, so, ons het, ek wil net gou opcatch. Tonight, indeed, Bohemian Rhapsody starts. We're actually going to go tonight, hey, Rian?
Yes, we are.
Are you excited?
Can't wait.
Yes. And then next week, we'll talk about it. And then next week, we're going to see, at night, we're going to see the Queen tribute show at Embrace Palace, which I have seen before, and it's fantastic. That guy is just like Freddie fucking Mercury.
Is he from here?
No.
No.
He's from the UK. Sorry, excuse me. Sorry?
Giles doing Freddie Mercury.
Yes. Do you know him?
I know him. When that Showtime Australia was here, I did the ABBA show with them.
This is Showtime.
I was Bjorn to be wild.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, Yanni. It's Yanni, people. If you don't know what the hell is going on, it's Yanni. Yanni, but do you know that this Saturday, Benny is actually giving a masterclass on X Factor from ABBA. You were Bjorn.
I was Bjorn.
Then was the Benny with the beard. He's going to be
pianist.
An X Factor.
He was the
don't pianist. Like a word to
say.
On this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Ja, ek is jammer. Maar dis opgewondenheid. Hoe meer opgewonde ek is, hoe meer kom jy effe.
Ja.
So that was interesting. So your guy Giles, I had him on the show as well. He's very good.
He's a great guy.
He's a good guy and he's good. Eh? Yes, as he just sounds like Freddie. Now, because that's one thing. The other thing I've got to tick off is Fifi O'Hara was here last week. So
she
we went to see the
was.
Show.
Tell us and? About it.
I can't remember much because I couldn't see or hear anything.
Oh, I'm no. worried about you. Is it? Is this old age is really beginning?
No, I don't think it's old age, Christian. I think it was just because you couldn't hear or see anything.
We saw the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. And
okay, but don't segue to that now.
You had difficulties. Let me just say that.
I know. I've got difficulties. But hier so was dit mens het voor my gestaan.
Okay.
Daar, die klank was distorted. Die klank was voor ons.
Daar.
Want ons was in die VIP section.
Okay.
VIP beteken jy sien en hoor. En so daar sit ons. En Fifi speel haar peepie los en ek besluit toe, I'm gonna go home. It was 12:30. I couldn't hear a thing.
Okay.
But she was very nice. She recognized us.
Mm-hmm.
And she allowed us to be in her presence. So that was nice.
That was very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And tell me about the dog and the night time.
It was lovely. So obviously,
okay, remember last week?
Yes, I was about to bring up. Obviously, last week I walked out halfway through because I didn't know there was a second half.
Look,
there was no indication. This week when we came, there were signs everywhere saying there's a 20-minute intermission.
They knew.
It starts by going, there's a 20-minute intermission. Enjoy the play. It was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. I don't want to spoil things, but it's a lot.
Tell about the girl behind you.
So there's this girl behind us, and I think she literally didn't understand a single thing that was going on. Because there's a narrator kind of character, right. And then there's a character that's supposed to be reading a letter, and they're kind of like bouncing between each other. And I just hear from behind me, is she reading her lines?
Oh.
And this is like 45 minutes in. And she's still trying to wrap her hand around this.
Come and check us public.
Like at one point, there's the boy is going through like a drawer and he finds like a bunch of just like stuff, like a nail clippers and then a tampon. And then the girl's like, Jesus, take the wheel. Loud, like from behind me in stereo. Jesus, take the wheel. Like she's so offended by these moments.
Please, girl.
I hate that.
It's TV generation. They don't know that they're not in front of a TV.
And then like to our front right, we had like a church group. I'm assuming they bake like Cook Sisters in their free time.
Yeah.
And they all had wine. It was just like 13.
Yeah,
they were having the time of their lives. Like chattering. They were updating each other on their lives. You know, Stefan, he's just being like really like rude to me lately. I just don't understand what I'm doing wrong. Like the whole time. So halfway through, once the break happened, we moved to the balcony. And then the rest of the show was very lovely.
The ou tannie het ook gesê vir die ou oom, ek het 'n crunchy gewen in bingo. Okay, so then we went upstairs.
Yes, and
it was much better.
We sat next to an elderly couple.
And they were friendly.
Yeah, and then you and the lady, you guys connected because neither of you could hear the Maya Rudolph looking woman.
That's right, and that was her problem.
Yes.
I also want to tell you from the dog on the jacket that you will see that my skin isn't good. I've actually had to rub on makeup on my skin today.
Really?
Because I don't know what happened. For weeks and weeks, I had a stomach problem. And now I think it's coming out. And Monday, I'm recording. I just want to say something. I'm not going to say what. I can't. I'm prohibited. But Monday, I'm recording a very, very important
thing.
Acknowledgement on television about something. And my skin is going to look like this. What the hell are we going to do?
Your skin doesn't look bad at all.
Maar ek het fucking by makeup op.
No, so. Well,
is it okay?
Yeah, below that.
But if we got TV makeup, then Monday it'll be okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll send it to shoot slightly out of focus as well.
What, slightly out of focus?
Just shoot your face slightly out of focus as well.
Like
it'll be so smooth.
Oh, okay, like because it's like cover. It's erupted. It has erupted now. I don't know if it's tension or what.
It's like the San Andreas fault has just burst.
You know what I put on my skin yesterday? Handy Andy.
That's why. That's not good.
I thought about tanapasta.
Stop putting household cleaners on your faces.
Why?
I soak my face in jik the whole night. Like, what is
wrong? Jik
do not do get some like tea tree oil or something.
Tea tree?
Nee, my vel hou nie van tea tree nie.
Oh, okay.
Nee, ek skem like ou, oh, ek weet nie, ek hou maar van home remedies. Dit werk vir my.
Ja, ja, ek het gaan Google ook.
Ja.
En maar ek die Handy Annie was my eie idee.
You're like Steve Jobs, he's got cancer. He's like, you know what, apples will cure it. It'll be fine.
I don't know. What's this?
What is that?
What's this? Oh, it's a wolf song.
The wolf is howling.
Oh my god.
15 seconds ago. As the darkness fills my soul, the way that I don't know. Rain falls down my cheek.
Kan jy die wolf sien hardloop, Christian?
Yeah.
Stunning, eh? So that was Taylor. But now what happened? What happened to Taylor? What is this metamorphose? Tell me all about it.
Vijay, as cliche and as weird or whatever as it might sound, but the name, like going back to what I said, the name chose me. So just like I think years prior to actually changing the name to Anna Wolf, it kind of did haunt with me in a way. The name Anna would just pop up randomly wherever I would go, and I knew that I was going to have a daughter one day and I would call her Anna, and I kept talking about that out loud, and to eventually just come to find out that it was obviously my subconscious and past life, which I believe in, that was pushing me and nudging me to name myself Anna. But I also knew that I needed like a new name to represent the new sound. I was in studio, so just from like just put it in context, I was in studio with Pete Boxer Martin and recording at a studio called The Matrix Hub in London, and sat in studio and we were busy with Believer actually. And I said, you know what, I think I do need a new name for this project and for this persona. And yeah, I turned around to him and came up with the name, and yeah, and it just fits so well. Like the name by itself, even if people haven't heard the music or haven't seen the show, the name in itself gets people questioning and gets people excited. Mm. So that's pretty cool, you know, from a business aspect.
So
I guess.
Did the name immediately pop up?
Immediately popped up. Wow. Yeah. And I'm not gonna take full credit for that. My fiance actually helped me with that.
Awesome.
But the two names kept ghosting with me. Okay. You know, I was always obsessed with wolves and, you know, and then hearing from the medium that I was a wolf in my past life, and just not from that medium. I heard it from various mediums, and then the two names just made sense. Yeah.
Do you have a wolf tattoo?
No.
Not yet.
No. I don't think. No, I know. I think my dog's name is close to the wolf I'll get.
Mm. Okay, so You mentioned the word Believer. So now that is the new single.
Dis correct.
Jere, dit is absoluut fantastic.
Dank
je. Oeh, dat is goed geproduced.
Dank je.
So this guy you mentioned now.
Yes.
Is he the...
Oeh, is het Afrikaner?
Is he a hotshot producer?
Yeah, amazing. Pete Boxer Martin has worked with Missy Elliott, Jessie J, wow. One Direction, Melanie C from the Spice Girls. Pretty cool. I was a Spice Girl fan.
yeah, of course.
You know, just like... Just James Morrison, just like, yeah, you name it.
And now he's gotten to work with Anna Wolf.
What a privilege.
Actually a fellow South African. He's a fellow South African because before I went, I had this buddy of mine who said, look, if you're going to move over, I've got this producer that I want you to work with. And then, like, literally a month into living there, I hooked up with Pete and magic was created.
Oh, so good.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
Yanni, do you just join her here?
Yes, unfortunately.
Dit is goed, julle is 'n baie goeie kombinasie, gedig. Dis in Afrikaans 'n baie mooi woord, 'n gedigte kombinasie.
But Yanni joined me at the Apollo as well, with Johnny Clegg. Yeah, that was very cool.
at the Apollo in thing, Hammersmith Apollo.
Yeah.
There.
That was amazing.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Okay. There's so much. Barry, the drummer from Johnny Clegg, said it so well. He said there's so much music in that waltz.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I've been there a couple of times to see either comedy or music, so it's a wonderful venue that. Mm. Oh, I'm jealous. Elke keer as ek sien jy post op Instagram, is what it's now called Real Anna Wolf.
No, what? Yeah, Real Anna Wolf, yeah.
Okay, if you want to follow her, Real Anna Wolf, and every time you think paste something there, what do you call it in Afrikaans? Jy publish something, yeah? Post something. Op Instagram.
I think of the Afrikaans.
Then I'm jealous because I want to like Star Trek myself there and just see it.
I think you're that. My favorite musical guest we've had so far.
Well,
like,
that's
I listened
amazing.
To your music and I was like, this is really good.
But this Thank is, you. She's going to be international
no, she
star.
Has she to is. Be. Like, no pressure, but you have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, this
Don't
is
worry, I tell myself that every night.
No, but you will.
It's amazing. Not to like compliment you too much, but you're.
Yes, believer, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, where down? Ooh, what does that for to a mark? What
a
is that?
Mark. That is like a sample. That is a sample that Pete actually produced. So I marked the
of scratch,
fun
or
scratch
what?
Off. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So it's not pre-programmed or anything. She's running down the street with her pants to her knees.
You don't know what happened now because while the music was playing, we had Gerard and Kimmy dancing, and Anna loved it. She was shouting like she was at the Cirque du Soleil show.
I was going to make a Cirque du Soleil reference.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, here it comes. You see?
It was.
Shall we call them in quickly?
Yes, please.
Gerard and Kimmy.
Yes.
But, like Arnett Fuller said it was
fucking Gerard, nice. Kimmy, come in
Call
here.
Gerard and Kimmy.
That was amazing.
It was stunning, eh?
What was that?
I know.
He was like, I'm going to throw her. I was like, what do you mean you're going to throw her? Oh, you're throwing her.
Throwing, and he sort of, where are they? Oh, here.
That was a lot.
I've got to tell them quickly what you thought, Anna. Kimmy, Gerard, jy kan daar gaan sit.
Okay, so let me
guys.
Geluk julle.
That was amazing.
Well, yeah, so Casper just went, well, you need to look outside now and film what you're about to see next. And then these two beautiful people started dancing on Believer, and I'm shaking. My arms are literally numb. guys, that was beautiful. There's such great chemistry between the two of you, and there was just such great flow and dynamic. And my gosh, I'm gonna cry.
That was
that
like
was
a
so
season
lovely.
Finale of
that
So You Think
so
You Can
lovely.
Dance. Like what? That was insane.
Kan jy al praat? But hulle sit hier so in hy soos foon snolle. Can you
this is heel okay now.
It's spam. Wait. Spam. Should I answer?
Yes.
No, but maybe it's funeral cover or something. Okay, gaan ons vertel vir my amazing. Kan jy al praat?
Ja, nee, ek kan praat. Sure.
Baie geluk.
A lot.
Yeah, sure, that's
great. Wat dink julle van hy song?
Hulle kon net van Holland af.
Yes, dit was regtig 'n awesome liedjie.
Dis 'n nice song.
Baie dankie julle. Ja, baie dankie.
Ja. We gotta push that song now.
Yeah, but you know what's great is like how they made it come to life. Like, and you know what's really cool? Like, once I write a song and once it's out there, it's not my song anymore.
Mm.
You know? And like, you guys just like reminded me of that again, that it's not my song. And it's so beautiful because it just comes to life in such a different art form. That was just beautiful. You know, it's almost my birthday. Like, I feel that was, like, such a cool birthday gift.
Good.
Really, and she's got such great ass. Like, I kept staring at her ass. Like, not a drop of cellulite, you know?
Kimmy, how do you do that? Do you have you got a special diet?
The thing is, I dance, like, every day, and that just, I guess, keeps you active.
Yeah, so that's amazing.
That you're very fortunate. And what about Holland? Tell me about Holland.
We actually just went to Holland to represent South Africa at the World Exhibition Dance Championship.
Yay! Dat is fantastisch, Gerard. En hoe ging het daar in Nederland?
Heel fantastisch.
Heel goed. Yeah.
How did it go?
I say heel goed.
Okay, but like, I want to know details.
Okay, so I'm literally dancing with my partner now for a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. So I only danced with her for 3 weeks. I only knew her for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I decided, you know what? Let's just be bold and go do the world championships.
I love
so
that.
So we actually placed 5th at the world champs.
Hey. Represent.
And there were at least 7 couples dancing. So it wasn't too bad.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic.
And yeah, well, it's just all the hard work.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So I wouldn't say you guys have been dancing together for that time, though.
No. Nee, dit lyk asof julle mekaar al jare vertrou.
Ja, dis great chemistry.
En onthou jy, verlede jaar was Kimmy hier gewees, saam met Dwayne het hip-hop kom dans.
What?
En ewe skielik is sy nou hier en sy's in 'n Dodge girl.
The unbelievable Kimmy Brown. What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, that means you've got talent for that. You know, it's in your bones. Mm.
The cast for radio shows got talent.
I know, but people, this was recorded, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to watch it, you can watch this on Facebook, because obviously this is radio. You sit up and you say, what the fuck gaan aan ek al sien? Hoe kan ry hulle? So ons gaan het nou opzet op Facebook ook. Because this is radio, you can see.
Before they go, can I ask, where can people find you guys online?
Normally, just look for Gerard van Rooyen on Facebook.
Gerard van Rooyen?
Yep. And then everything that
and
happens...
And Kimmy van Rooyen.
Well, no. So, yeah, everything that happens will happen, like, on Facebook. We normally keep everyone updated and everything. Or you
but
can...
are you hireable?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so you can go on Facebook. Now, that's what I mean.
That's a good question.
Now you've got Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
They want to launch the new spaceship.
Yes.
And then
Tesla's coming, and they're like, we need to throw people to show that we're going up.
Yeah.
So people like that, it would be astounding. Because
Tesla,
reach out. Tesla. That it's like Elon. A verpersoonliking van die product. It's like, wow!
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Kimmy, where can people find you?
I'm also on Facebook and on Instagram. Facebook is Kimona Murdley. And then Instagram, it's Kimmy_1702.
Aww.
Hashtag self-promotion.
There we go.
Now we're going to take a pic of you now, and then I'm going to put it on my Instagram and tag you. So, you see, that's how it all comes together. It was all meant to be. Kijk net van mij. Oh, dis myne, maar kyk nou vir die fucking kamera. Well, wait, that was a bad picture. That's better. Okay. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you guys.
Yeah,
you
are
amazing.
Fantastic.
Only a pleasure.
We'll
see you next month.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll see you now with P2B. Tell me, Anna, ken jy vir P2B? Have you heard of him?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So he's coming later. I thought it'd
beautiful.
Be a nice combination.
Nice, fantastic.
If you two can sort of chatty poo.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
that's great. Maar, het jy hierdie dansers gereel? Het jy hierdie dansers gereel? Baie dankie. Dit was so speciaal.
Yeah, we worked 6 a.m. this morning.
Ach, nee. It's amazing, you know. Wow. Very, very grateful.
Yeah, so Rihanna is our dance guru.
Oh.
So whenever we need... sort of because I love dancing, even though it's a radio show. And then I said, Anna's coming, I want to surprise her, do something. And I didn't know whether it's going to happen. And then this morning, Rihanna arrived and he said, yeah, it is going to happen.
Oh, yay! So special, I love that. Thank you.
Stay well. Oh, sorry, I thought you came for a hug. Wait, let me take this fucking thing away.
This is radio, doesn't matter. Anna, entertain us.
Yeah, all right, yeah, they're taking a picture.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's cool. Yeah. Okay.
In the deathly silence.
No, it's okay. It's like that.
You
know, this
what
this
it's time
breath.
For? In it's time for another Queen fact.
Go fuck yourself. Tell me. Tell me immediately. I meant no. That's what I meant.
So, you know... Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, dun dun.
Pressure. So Queen's collaboration with David Bowie on that song wasn't planned. Bowie just happened to be in the studio that day, and they were like, "Let's collab." And now we have Pressure.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a rhythm. very interesting, Christian.
I have loads. The show can go on for 8 hours and I'd still be pumping out Queen jokes.
No, but that's good. Not jokes.
Jokes, facts.
No, no, facts.
No,
I want facts.
Only facts.
Facts and figures. I don't want fucking jokes. No, no, but you can do jokes as well. You can do anything, Christian.
This is on radio.
I know. It is absolutely fantastic. So why do you say that you had a problematic upbringing, Anna? Anna?
Oh, nou gaan ons so vinnig daar gaan.
Net so vinnig.
From a high to a low.
Ja, ek wil nie ingaan en sê, ja, my kinderlewe was swak van die begin af nie. Ek meen, ek het 'n wonderlike ma gehad. Absoluut 'n wonderlike, selfless, beautiful human of a person, you know. Gehad wat my opgebring het. Opgebring het, is het reg?
Yeah. Nee, groot gemaakt.
Dit is opgooi.
Dank je. Ja, I just translated that directly. That's what a lot of people say opbrengs, Anyway, yeah. And yeah, I grew up in a household where domestic violence was definitely Ooh. An everyday thing, and I would just escape. I would escape as a child, and I think as an adult, I never stopped escaping. Hence, me turning to music and escaping on stage. That's the thing that really keeps me sane. And yeah, I just and as I got older, and as I got, it was quite hard for me to admit to the fact that I grew up in a hectic household. There was never a day that went by that there was not a verbal or physical fight. So I would just be out of the house 24/7. And even just for me to say that out loud took me years of just realizing that it's okay to be vulnerable and how much strength there is in that vulnerability. So yeah, and then I wrote Believer, which obviously speaks of that element. Believer does speak of a few other elements as well, but that was the main theme of it, is just to, there's so many women and men out there who are going through domestic violence or some form of abuse, and it is okay to feel that vulnerability and don't be hard on yourself about it. Feel it, cry about it, feel the heaviness of it, because it is not right and it is supposed to be heavy, but find the strength in your own way to go through that journey of speaking up and just making that, even if it's a baby step of speaking out to your close friend. And that's the thing, like for me, I didn't want to be judged. It's so hard to be vulnerable, but I guess with age, it became easier for me. I became comfortable in my skin, and everyone was telling me, you have all these great stories to tell. Why have you never told it? And I've experienced really hectic stuff when I was a kid, and I think now I'm only ready to talk about it. And I'm talking about it because, yes, it helps me still deal with it, but at the same time, I'm hoping that even if it's that little dot that I can connect for someone else, that they can find hope in their next dot. Yeah.
Absolutely. With a song like Believer, you are empowering a lot of people through that song to rise up and face their whatever demons. You know.
Yeah. I remember writing the song. I was alone at home. I was sitting on my living room floor, butt naked. And it was a cold London night, and I drank a bottle of red wine on my own. And felt very sorry for myself.
I can't unsee it now.
You can't unsee it? Is
I
it
can't
a good
unsee
image?
It. It's beautiful. Go on,
Thank
sorry.
Thank you.
I think you were sitting there.
And I picked up my guitar. I kind of knew I was going to write. I actually had an invite earlier that day of a friend. She was like, hey, come over for dinner. I was like, no, I got this feeling I'm going to write something. Anyway, proceeded to write something, picked up the acoustic guitar, wrote Believer. I wrote Believer in like less than an hour, and I knew that it was the first song. And don't get me wrong, every single other Taylor song that I wrote, like Shaped Like a Gun, Indian, Wolf, Run, all of those songs, they were true and they were real stories that happened in my life. But Believer was really speaking into my childhood. Mm-hmm. And that was, that was dark and that was heavy. So, wrote Believer.
She actually phoned me that same night.
Yes,
the song.
Do you remember
like,
that?
I just wrote a hit.
And I was shaking. My arms were numb. And it's weird because when you write, it's out of you. It's out of your body. It's not me.
Could you feel while you started writing that this is going to be something really unique.
Jy sê letterlik my arms raak lam, my life raak lam. Dit is 'n out of body experience wat gebeur, ja.
Kyk, hoendervleis net onder. Dis amazing.
Ja. Maar in jou kop hoor jy die produksie of
Ek hoor dit alles, klaar.
Klaar.
Ek het baie van die eerste Taylor werke het ek geskryf in my drome.
Okay.
Ek sal die full production hoor in drome. Dan sal ek die oggend wakker word en gou my foon optel. En Good. Baie van the dark horse was so geskryf gewees.
Ja.
Ja, dis is maar jou subconscious, jy weet, dis maar wat daar diep binne aangaan.
En is goed dat jy dit dan rekord want baie keer vergeet mens dit.
Yeah.
Wat ek met rekord bedoel is jy word wakker en jy immediately sit dit net ergens neer dat jy nie vergeet nie.
Yes.
Want ek het al baie keer ook jy's reg. Mense onthou iets net jy. Dis 'n fantastiese idee. En dan what the fuck was it now weer? Mm. And you need it neergeskryf.
And you forgot the initial feeling you felt
yes,
with it.
You knew.
And then fear steps in.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, I don't think maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you start overthinking it and no.
And
like,
then
I'm,
it disappears.
I'm all about 5 second rules. So I do everything in 5 seconds. If it's getting out of the bed and not wanting to, or if it's about going to that meeting that I'm not sure of and, you know, I'm doubting myself about or whatever, I have 5 seconds and I count literally 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and it's a yes or it's a no. Most of the time it's a yes.
Mm-hmm. Mel Robbins would love you right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's. I think that's her book title, 5 Second Rule.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is her. Yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. That is her... her lesson, I guess. That is how she started. Yeah. It's a 5 second. It was the rocket launching.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's
yes,
a 5 second rule. And I watched that talk and I was so inspired. So inspired. And try it. Try it. 5 second rule. It's scientifically proven as well that your brain in those 5 seconds, like you, if you don't let fear step in, you can make your, you know.
It works.
You can override
really
the fear and the anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it does work.
Wat's die woord selfvertroue wat jy dan in daai 5 sekondes kry? Hoekom kan ek nou nie praat ek? So you mentioned a lot of songs, but there's one you didn't mention, and Jannie het sy gitaartjie, so ek is jammer, dit is nou soos mama in die sitkamer, maar ek gaan jou nou vra om vir my stukkie van daai song te sing, en dan kan jy doen wat jy wil, maar the one song you didn't mention which I love is Why Don't You Love Me?
Yeah.
Why don't you play a bit?
I was actually dating a guy at the time who didn't love me the way that I wanted to be loved.
That's what I gathered.
And it was just very literal. We was literally driving in the car and I did want to push him out of the car while we were driving. Yeah.
Nice.
It started out as a feeling burning in my heart. Oh, it punctured like a dart at 100 miles an hour. And every time I saw you, it burned like hell. Oh, but I had to treat you well, even though I didn't mean it. Why don't you love me? Feelings of emotion keeps tracking me down. No, but I had to win you over. I had to hold your name. Don't think of getting closer. I put a guard to my heart. If you don't love me now, I'll push you out of this car. Why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? 'Cause you never touch my face and you never really race after my heart. And why don't you love me? 'Cause you never kiss my lips the way you used to, baby. It started out as a feeling yearning in my heart. Oh, it punctured like a dart at 100 miles an hour. And every time I saw you, it fucking burned like hell. Oh, but I had to treat you well, even though I didn't mean it. Why don't you love me? Hello. Hey. Why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? 'Cause you never touch my face, and you never really race after my heart. And who are you? Why don't you love me? 'Cause you never kiss my lips the way you used to. Why don't you love me?
Isn't it just remarkable?
Anna. Oh, my word.
So, we're going to see the show on the 7th of December.
Yes.
At the theater on the fucking
day
square.
I will my birthday.
Be there.
Is that your birthday?
The Oscar is my
birthday. Yay! Oh, okay. Van Talla. And I bring us your presentie ook.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye, thank you for this song. That was
amazing.
Stunning.
That was amazing. Stop being so talented. Like, it's kind of like there's no room for your talent in the air. Like, you're filling the space with your amazingness. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm shook. Okay, so Anna Taylor, she's going on a
tour. Anna Taylor.
No, you're Anna Wolf. Taylor's your old name.
That's correct.
Taylor can't come to the phone right now. She's dead.
Exactly.
So Anna Wolf has is going on a tour at the moment.
Yeah.
Her tour dates are the 24th of November at the Musiekskuur in Pretoria, the 1st of December at the Music Box Observatory in Johannesburg, the 7th of December, Theatre on the Square in Sandton, which is the one we'll be going to. The 8th of December, your birthday, you're going to be performing at Radium Beer Hall in Johannesburg, 13th of December at Café Roux in Noordhoek, 20th of December, Café Roux in Cape Town, and the final one is the 22nd of December, right before Christmas, at Camel Rock, Scarborough. Where's that?
Geen idea.
Seer. The Seer. It's Adam's Seer.
You're going to type it into the GPS.
Oor, daar is ook een nieuwe Durban datum. Die 14e December is ons in Durban met Just Ginger.
Oh, cool. Nice. Love Just Ginger. Yeah. So, what's that one guy's name? Brendan or Brent? Or
Brent.
Brent.
Give him my love. You know, he used to play drums for me? In my one, not my one man show. It was a show with me and Elsie Zietzman. Yeah. It was, but it was a comedy show, and Brent played the drums.
That's so cool. Why
was he just 18? I don't know. Wow. He was very young. Shame.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So just give him my love.
Before you say one, can I open one more thing? If you guys want any details for these shows, you can look up Real Anna Wolf on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or go to her website, therealannawolf.com.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. And then, when will the international launch be of this video? Because the video is also stunning, and I think it will help make it an international hit. But when are we going to see this on international TV?
Wat bedoel jy?
Ek bedoel soos MTV, was het al daar op?
Ja, kijk, hy word nou gesubmit na al die, soos MTV.
Word hy nou gesubmit? Ja, okay, so we got to keep our eyes open.
Maar dan volgende jaar is daar ongelooflik baie goed in die pipeline vir die UK specifically.
Ja,
waar op groter platforms sal speel.
Because it has to.
It's amazing, so well done.
Dankie. Dit is nogal een lekker video. Ik ben nogal heel excited erom.
Dat is stunning. Dat is een beetje handmade
style. Ja, ik love handmade style. Dat is goed. It's good, hè?
Ja, het is stunning.
But that, love you it. See, dit is ook wat ik vroeger gezegd heb. Die video praat van verschillende elementen. Or at least die songs praat van verschillende elementen. And the most obvious is obviously watching the video and going, oh, well, why does she bring Jesus and religion and all of this stuff into it? And for mij praat het ook van dogmatic religion. It speaks of domestic violence, dogmatic religion, narcissism, people going through life and thinking that karma doesn't exist or at least doesn't think of the repercussion of their actions. And just being strong and just giving the power back to people who think they're victims, you know?
There's a rich lushness or a lush richness in the video. If I close my eyes, I see the velvet red eye, and that is very positive. So people will remember it.
Mm.
So I can't wait. To one day knock on your door and say, "Hi, Anna." No. I just want to have some scones with tea.
Oh, I would love that. I love scones.
I love my scones.
So like a warm, groot scone with butter and jam and a lekker kopje tea. Yes, no project.
No project.
Nee, maar ons het dit nou, hierdie was nou beleef, hierdie 3 minute.
So I'm telling you, do you know what I'm saying?
As mense na a show is seker emotionally soos in, wow, what did I just experience?
Yeah. Dit is nog altijd mijn grootste ding, want als ik mensen live zing, ik raak vinnig bored. Ik zeg al,
it's gotta be genuine.
It's gotta be genuine. I love that. You know, for mij gaan het door de authenticity en zo. Maar als ik op mijn stages vat iets anders over.
Great.
Die persoon off stage is glad nie. Hierdie persoon wat praat oor warm skans en tee en ek hou van een warm melk. En
my
Pieter Rabbit kap te drink as ek nou klaar 'n show gespeel het. Is nie Anna Wolf.
Ja, nee. Maar loop jy baie keer daar af soos, wow, where did that come from?
Like, and no, more just an exhaustion. It's almost like I pop out of my body. And ek wil half, like, I love meeting the people afterwards, don't get me wrong, but I do like leaving and going home as quick as possible. Want jy sê, like, physically, kan jy nie meer nie.
Are you introverted?
Ek is definitief introvert. So, ek hou meer van one-on-one conversations as 'n groot groep mense om 'n tafel.
Very drained, like, after shows and stuff.
Ja, Ja, want het is half alsof jij jezelf in twee moet split. Ja.
But the thing is that this thing has been branded around, brandished around, whatever you say, the X factor. But that is... That is the X-Factor. That is it. Just there.
The music
she
starts
can't help
as she switches
it.
On.
It's there.
It just
can't
happens.
Help.
It's like automatic.
Yeah.
It's like muscle memory. It's amazing.
It is there, and you are totally in awe of it. And that is what I would say is the X-Factor. And that is why I urge you people to go and see Anna Wolf, Becoming Anna Wolf Tour. It is... fantastic, but please, in the name of all the gods out there, you're gonna do some tailors.
Johnny, you can't.
Well, yeah.
Because it's tailor becoming.
Yeah. I really mean to start in lure and what's going to be. Because it's gonna blow their socks off.
Want jij wil niet? Jij wil ook nou niet? Ontken.
Bye.
Bye bye, de jelle, dus Gerard en Kimmy wat gaan. Jij wil ook niet ontken wat Taylor gedoen heeft? Want wat Taylor gedoen heeft was fantastisch.
Dit was my grootste worry. Jy weet,
that you go, no, it's not me.
Yeah,
it is you.
It
but
is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, dit was my grootste worry. It was
grown.
Like, how am I going to get people to relate to what I'm doing next via social media? Something that is personal, but not impersonal. So it is about respecting what I've been through. And dis die ding, jy weet, ons is so makkelijk om ons past te dis of negativiteit in ons past. But without that, we wouldn't be who we are now. So dis is baie belangrijk om het in context te sing. So, ja, absoluut. Dis belangrijk vir my gewees om, dit is baie cool productie wat voorlee. Ons basis gaan van die ou Taylor songs into the new Anna Wolf. And that
lekker.
In itself is
kan
like a beautiful production.
Jou en Jannie se chemistry is ook amazing.
Yeah,
also chemistry wat iets baie meer speciaal uitbring.
Yeah,
as
I love
it
om met Jannie te speel. And Jannie is so smart. Like, he's such a smart musician. He's like a bit of an intellectual when it comes to music. You know, well, you are an intellectual when it comes to music. So it's great jamming with you.
Nee, dit werk.
Jannie, jy's 'n eisterpa.
En Jannie, you play with like a plectrum, right?
Yes.
Here's a queen fact. So the guitarist Brian May, he used to use a sixpence coin instead of a plectrum.
Why?
Wow.
Because he's artsy, and do you know why, Jannie?
Probably change the tone.
Yeah, it's to create a specific tone that nobody else would have.
Fascinating.
But it would be like...
As die coin in die gitaar val per ongeluk, is dat...
Then it's a maraca.
No, but I've heard that, but I find it hard to believe. Het is moeilijk om te geloof, want...
Het is baie hard ook om mee te spelen.
Je gaat snarem vervangen, soos my elke show.
Ja.
Wel, hier is iets van die oos op die jas. Dierengeluide.
What?
As made by someone who's, I don't know where he's from, but he's very talented. And I just want to tell you that it's really a human. Okay, and I don't know if you know what the type of plekter my in zijn ogen zit of niet, but it is rechtig waar. Very nice.
Practice my voice every day. And
he practices.
And how many sounds can you do?
It's around 9, 10, 11, but so busy practicing every day.
Okay, that's really good. Give us all your sounds.
Ons herhaal nou, Danny.
Small puppy.
Dis nie 'n small puppy. Dis 'n fucking skapie. Hy doen dit alles hier so met sy mond binne. Dis fantastisch.
Was
dit ook
wat jy dit gesnap?
Oh. brings back so many memories. Ah, I love this song. Do you remember this one, Rion?
Yeah, I dig it.
But this was quite recently. This is Peter V singing, and he's our extra special guest for today. Welcome, Peter. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you, Casper. It's very nice to be here, buddy.
Oh, man. It is unreal that you're here in front of me. But now you've just came in here. You said what we have met before. Where?
Yeah, it was a function, I think, at the Civic Theatre. And we bumped into one another backstage. And you said, hi, my name's Casper. And I said, yes, I do know your name. Ah. So we kind of got to know one another in a second, or 5 seconds.
But did you tell me you're Peter V?
No, you told me I'm Peter V.
I knew it.
No, you walked up to me.
Well, you see, I'm better than I thought I am.
It's like Dennis East told me the story. He was performing at a gig, and a guy walked up to Dennis, and he said, Mr. Dennis, you have been a fan of me.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. I'm your biggest hero. Have you met Anna before?
No, I've never met Anna.
Isn't
but
she just?
She's excellent. She's beautiful. She's not only beautiful, but she's a great singer too.
She is amazing. And that's why I thought I'll bring you two together today. Because you might have nice things to talk about. And it was your birthday last Friday.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
El Scorpio. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to say, I'm spotting that Scorpio necklace around your
neck. Yeah.
Okay. So, Rion's birthday was last week. Your birthday was last week. That was the 16th. So, Rion, what is your 6 degrees of separation with Peter V?
Mr. V, the fact that I know you as Mr. V should already give you a clue. Now, I think I met you 16 years ago.
Okay.
And it was when... At Sony BMG when Chantel...
Oh, Chantel Revere.
Yes.
Yeah, right on.
I've met you a couple of times through there. Correct, but that's a long time ago.
Definitely a long time
ago. At least one of us have aged and you still look great.
Lots of grey hair now. Well, I was grey then, but I think it's greyer now.
Oh, great.
If you can get greyer. I'm not sure.
Grayer. But there's 50 shades of them, so...
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Tell me so.
My brother... is not alive anymore. Doesn't matter. But that's the song I want to talk about. He gave me that 7 single.
Oh, right.
When I was young. And it was He Can Build a Mountain.
Right.
I didn't quite know what the hell it was about. I am an atheist now, so I can't be bothered. But it's beautiful lyrics.
Inspiring, yeah.
Inspiring. Mm-hmm. And the production was so beautiful. And I never... That's why you stuck in my head forever. It's because of that song.
Thank you.
And that background vocals as well. That sort of... Mm. That, yeah. Remember that? Of course, you do. You fucking sang. But this is a very bad recording that I found.
Scratchy one.
Scratchy one.
Oh, it's nice. Like, listening on a record. Pleasant. It's like we're there in the... When did you hear, does he hear this?
Can build a mountain, can sing a song. I'm shut up now. Oh,
sea can feel an ocean and hold your hand when you're alone. He can make the sun shine. Can't stop the rain. He can change the season and ease your heart when you're in pain. Reach out for his love and say,
did you produce this as well?
No, a guy called Matt Langer, Robert Matt Langer.
Yeah. That one?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's a big story, long story to that. I worked at EMI. I was also a singer at the time.
Yeah.
And a guy from Mozambique came along and played a song to me called He. And I said, okay, I like it. I love it. We'll try and put it out. But he said, no, there's a problem. There's a contractual problem. But if you want to put it out, you can put it out. And he said, well, you know, I'll put it out. And he said, no, I don't want you to put it out. He said, rather record the song. You know, do a version, get somebody else to do it. So I took it to my friend Clive Calder, and I said to him, I like this song. Do you mind if I do it? He said, no, let Mutt produce it. And we did it on a Saturday morning. We did the whole backing track.
Wow.
Overdubbed and overdubbed and overdubbed. And there was a lady called Irene Franks, who was the one that did the and fantastic singer. So it was done overnight, and we had it released on the Thursday following that.
It was a big hit, hey?
Yeah, well, yeah. It got a lot of airtime, more than being a big hit, yeah.
Ah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So these names that you've worked with as well, because you were at Gallo as well, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long life. So I don't want to miss out things, but yeah, but with Gallo and BMG, the people you had to deal with, in that position, who were you like pinching yourself about?
As in,
my yere ek praat met die Bee Gees or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh gosh, I would like to have. I met Sting, but I would like to have had a chat with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those, you know. Hey, Sting. Let me have a chat with you. You didn't have time to chat to me. I got a picture of him, but he's a great guy. He looked like he was very tired that time.
That's the problem. No, you want to tell them, listen quickly, you know, I'm worth your time.
Right. I was looking after his publishing at the time,
and
I was in London, met his lawyer, and he said, Sting's coming to South Africa. You want to meet him? And I said, yes, I'd love to.
Mm.
We never got around to just shaking hands.
Oh, yeah, that's cock, actually.
I refuse to fluk today.
Yeah, I know, but you can fluk here. You know why, Peter? Because this is internet radio. We can do whatever we want. But we're not going to swear because we are vile, unintelligent people. We're going to swear whenever we want to because we are so...
Tourette-y.
Huh?
Tourette-y.
Tourette-y. Yeah. No, I wanted to say nice and kind. I wanted to say nice and fucking kind. No, okay. So you had a lot of hits. The Magic Carpet Ride, I said, is quite recently, but that's in my mind because it's not quite recently. It's
79.
Like,
yeah.
Quite recently. When were you born, Christian?
94.
Awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Sit in the corner.
Like I crawled out of the womb like 2 days ago.
Yeah. My eldest son is 49.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mr. V, is he still in the music industry?
That's right, he's in Australia.
As in he is 49 years old, or he was born in 1949?
No, he was born in 1949.
No, yeah, I was born in 1946. And he's 49 this year.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Where does he work?
In Australia, Sydney. He represents a Swedish production company.
Nice.
Sign up artists around the world.
Oh, wow,
and he handles their product.
They're hot, the Swedes, hey?
Oh, excellent. Apparently they've got a suite of recording studios.
A suite.
As in S-U-I-T-E. And it's like a little hotel. So artists can fly over to Sweden, spend a week there, enjoy themselves like Bop Studios used to be. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. And, you know, they exchange ideas between the Australians, the Americans, take it to the north by northwest, south by southwest, whatever it is, and they sell and trade and whatever they need to do. Yeah.
And the Swedes are like your Eurovision Song Contest, they...
Like the ABBA type.
Let's take that example. They are very into that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everyone Street comes to them.
Yeah.
You know, even with that competition, other countries would go to a Swede and say, please produce this for us. Yeah, because they're good. Yeah. They're hot. They're fantastic. But I was actually going to ask you something. I was going to ask you something else, which I've now totally forgotten.
Why did you change your name to Peter and then the last name is different, right?
All right.
Yeah, okay. But how do you pronounce your name?
This is a groot story. It's a long story.
I'll
try and make it short. My proper name is Paoliello, which is Italian, right?
Okay.
So my dad, being Italian. He was born in South Africa, but his dad was Italian and his mom was Italian. They came to South Africa from Viggiano, Italy. The old lady died, and my grandfather married a South African woman, and she kind of didn't want the kids to speak Italian. So my dad didn't speak Italian. He learned to converse with South Africans, and he ended up being an artisan and ran a couple of... he was like an engineer, per se, and he had young people working for him. And they respected my old man, so they didn't want to call him Mr. P, right?
Yeah.
And his Christian name is Vincent. So when my dad had friends around at home, they'd call him Mr. V rather than Mr. P. And my friends used to come around to my place and listen to other people calling my dad Mr. V,
and they
referred to me as Peter V.
Peter V.
And as I got into the music business, I was a drummer at the time, and I opted to take the name Peter V, and I wrote my surname on my V on the bass drum. So it was like Peter V.
Yeah. Have you written a book yet?
I've been asked to, right?
I think you should.
Everybody is telling me I should.
I think I was looking at you, and I think so much knowledge, so many years, we need to know.
Yeah. Well, if I dig up the dirt, that might scare the hell out of people here.
Then, so. Write it now and just wait until you die, and then you'll love it.
Well, I mean, we did a show. I'm doing a little bit of free advertising. No, we did a show with LM Radio.
That's my question.
We've now started cleaning up the whole South African industry. They've decided they want to play as many local records as they can, but generally speaking, the older crowd, you know, Billy Forrest, Dickie Loader, myself. And it's been great. They've called it the LM Legends, and they put on a couple of shows.
Awesome.
And Billy Forrest is also writing a story. So between the two of us, I don't know if we'll write together, but of course Julian Lexton's also writing his own story.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to combine all of us.
A little omnibus, like.
Absolutely.
I
love
box set.
The music business in terms of one book or like three books.
Julian Laxton was is he Capetonian?
No, he's from Joburg.
Oh, I also always thought he was. Because he is also like a big name sound.
Yeah,
I remember him so well.
He was with what was it, Freedom's Children? And he ended up, I think it was in Hawk. He was in Freedom's Children.
That was the question now I wanted to ask. Why what's the connection with LM? And now you've answered that. But is LM, is it a new station? Is it back?
No. What happened is LM Radio kind of went out of business because of the coup in Lorenzo Marx. And then SABC took over the name LM Radio, but then they changed it to Radio 5. So that became the new LM Radio. Some of the DJs left and went to other radio stations. But in 2009, Chris Turner, who was the guy that was the main background man, he did some DJing and he did backroom work as an engineer and the very technical kind of guy. He was given the task to revive LM Radio. So since 2009, he's been working on it together with his wife, Robbie. And they've tried to sort of build up this whole, we support South African music and we want you to come back to the older age group. You know, we want to appeal to the older age group and hopefully we'll appeal to the younger age group as well. Because the parents will tell their kids who were born in 1994 to listen to two new records.
But is this an app? Is this on the internet? Is it?
They're on internet, but they're on medium wave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you talk about
702, which is quite a tongue-in-cheek, they're on the 702 band.
Oh, nice. So that's a little bit of a...
I'm not sure what it is, but it sounds good.
But was that the time, the LM time was with John Burks, hey?
Yes. Plenty of them. David Davies, John Burks, David Gresham, Peter DeNarbriga. Ah, I can name 100 of those people.
And then they came over later to SABC, you mean?
Some of them.
Because
some
John
went
Burks,
to 702, some went to SABC, some went to Springbok Radio. A lot of them.
They are legends.
Yeah, they definitely.
Like you are, a legend.
By a donkey.
Yes, meneer. Yes, that's why I say.
Oh, legend, ne?
Yeah. A legend.
A living legend.
A living legend.
A legit legend.
But you also, there's this one song. Look, I loved Alan Garrity.
Yeah.
As a child. As a child. We're back there again.
Just a wee little lad. Yeah. No, I thought we should do the thing again.
And I think years ago, we've been going for nearly 5 years now here.
Is that right?
Isn't that fantastic?
Jeez, that's incredible.
And I played, Now I've Met You, I Can. What's that song again? And I need someone to lean on.
Yeah,
someone. But you produced this. Ooh, that was a big hit.
Story behind that one too.
I want to hear it, but just listen a little bit.
This is Pop Shop 23.
Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, write down Springbok. I want to ask him something about it.
With what pen?
Santa Maria. Take me home without any fear. I have been away far too long. Fill yourselves and carry me home. Santa Maria. See the land, how it's getting.
Remember that, Anna?
Yeah. Yeah, we listened to it loud in the house, actually.
Yeah. No, this is a huge...
Yeah.
Tell me the backstory now.
Okay, I worked for Gallo Record Company at the time, and there was a Eurovision deal that people had entered, and Peter Gallo, who was the boss, said to me, here's a sample of a song that people wanted to do for the Eurovision, and I think the song came in like 10th in the Eurovision song, and he kind of threw it to me. He said, why don't you get somebody local to record it and find out who the publisher is? So I phoned the publisher, who is a guy called Chris Kritzinger, who's also a great record producer.
Mm.
And I said to him, listen, the song is in Italian. If we translate it into English, would you have any objection? He said, no. But listen, I'm going to Midem. This was on a Thursday. He said, I'm going to Midem and I'm leaving on Sunday. If you can get me the recording, I'll take it with me to Midem and see if somebody wants to buy it. So the idea I got was to use Alan Garrity because I'd heard he was in town. I phoned Alan and I said, would you like to do it? And he wrote all the lyrics, complete English
Amazing.
Lyrics.
Amazing.
And we recorded it again on a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
We mixed it at night. I phoned Chris Kritzinger and gave him the mixed copy, and he took it with him to meet him, which is a hell of a story again.
Amazing.
And all the musicians were booked, singers, you
and
name it.
What was the attraction at Midem? What did people say?
Well, you see, everybody... No, I don't know what the... He said that they were interested, they wanted to put it around, you know, and play it around, but it wasn't a hit. It was a hit here.
Mm.
It was number one
hit.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, it was, you know, that's an interesting story.
So if you say they took it, on what did they take it? Because obviously you
took... Well, they released it in different...
Yeah, but I mean, you recorded on reel to reel. It's not a little stiffy.
He took it on a cassette, and he took it on reel to reel, yeah.
Yeah. No. But that was the kinders, Christian.
Hello.
En die ou da, het die ooms op groot, sulke groot types getype. En dan was daar later 'n kaset. Dit was so 'n plastiek dingetjie. Julle het stokkies en kak vandag.
Ons het die cloud.
You don't have anything anymore.
Give me the physical thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Ja nee, dit is amazing.
Jy hoef nie die pen in die tape te sit en hom weer terug te draai om hom weer uit te kry nie.
But you can't copy paste on reel to reel. You got to record the whole bloody thing. Hey, or did you bounce it to another track sometime?
What you had to do is, you couldn't do like we do, cut and paste. Mm. If you had a mistake, you'd
start
have to redo it again. You'd have to start. I mean, it would be like 32 takes.
Yes.
Yeah, and if we had 32 tracks, we'd say, okay, that's tape 21.
Yes.
Let's try take 32. And we'd listen all back and we'd say, well, let's take a bit of take 21. We'll take a little bit of tape. Take 32, and then we'll cut them. We'll mix them out, and then we'll edit that.
And that's really editing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
like
it with a
sellotape
pure
and scissors?
You mixed it down onto a quarter inch tape, right? And then you cut I don't know if you've ever seen people do that. They cut with a razor. They take splicing tape and put it on a little thing. I did that on Magic Carpet. Not Magic Carpet, right? On Born to be Wild. I did the previous one. Because, you know, it ended. It was a medley. It was a 14-minute medley.
Yeah.
And we had this whole motorbike effect. That
I remember. Yeah.
It was like, get your motor running, you know? Mm. And we needed to get it down to 3 minutes. So I cut it down to 3 minutes in my studio at the office. Mm. Little bits and pieces. My secretary stood there and said, what are you doing, Mr. V? And I said, I'm editing.
How did you do? Wow. Making
art. I edited the whole thing and I took it to the factory and it was 3 minutes 35. Yeah, ideal for radio play, you see.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah, I get, when I was at Stellenbosch University, that's the way I learned to edit, was still like that. Yeah. But it was very short-lived. And then computers came in.
Yeah.
But I still had a little bit of experience with that, with the knip and the plock and the cock. Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
Plock and the cock.
Plock and the cock. Now, you heard that Mr. V was born. In the year of our Lord.
He had to have been born, because otherwise
he said 1946.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did they listen to?
In 1946?
I mean, ask him.
Like, Hungarian throat? What did people listen to back
then? Deep Hungarian... What? Sorry.
What did people listen to?
Well, you mean as a kid?
Yeah, what did...
That's what he actually means.
We have this little segment. Let me rewind. I see now what you were trying to do. I'm sorry. So, we have this little segment where we ask our guests, what was the first song memory they have? Like, the first song that turned into an earworm that just couldn't stop thinking about.
I'm not sure. Probably In the Mood by Glenn Miller.
And that grabbed you.
Because I was a little tot, you know.
Yeah.
And that was earlier than 46. It was probably released in 44, around about the war period. There you go. Hey! This man's on the ball.
This is actually Glenn Miller as well.
Woo!
Yeah, and those little stops and turns and things inside a song would influence you for the rest of your life, eh?
Absolutely.
Don't you find that? Yeah.
And later the king, Mr. Elvis Presley.
Yeah. But it makes an impression on you.
Oh, yeah.
I just know the song is going to be stuck in my mind the whole day.
The earworm.
Yeah. The song sounds like that. He's a little bad. Da, 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 da.
I'm like Candyman.
I'm thinking of Candyman.
Well,
am I
thinking
of Candyman?
Huh?
Am I thinking of Candyman?
Chattanooga
Choo Choo. Well, that's all the same kind of era,
Andrew
style,
Sisters,
genre.
Andrew Sisters.
Andrew Sisters, yeah. But you see, like he stuck with me forever. So a lot of... I also work with music sometimes. Well, it's comedy, but I have to produce.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you go back to your memory of what inspired you, and you're like, he is one of those things. So I would have used a lot of background vocals and cock in my life, which would have been inspired by that song. So that is my In the Mood. It's a compliment I'm paying you now.
Thank you. That's your cock.
It's my cock. Yeah, I'm sorry about the cock and all that. Sounds a bit common. Listen, Anna, but you are a co-host, so just say something.
Ek weer dink, wat is my track geweest? What was my first song?
Oh ja, tell me.
Ja, en mine was, ek was 86 gebore. So,
oh my god, my career started then.
Really?
86.
That's so cool. Yeah, so I caught...
Same year my youngest son was
really
born.
Really? I missed the...
No, hang on, sorry, he was born 76.
Yeah, that's like a decade off, but it's okay.
Yeah, so he's 43.
Yeah.
Because that's 33 years ago I started and she was born.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, we know your age now. Oh, fuck, yeah. Jammer.
It's fine, whatever. So I missed the tape era. Yeah,
I
recorded at David Gresham when I was 14 years old. And those machines
were still
there.
In, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. In
Marlborough.
Yes,
around about Marlborough.
Yeah, are they still in Marlborough?
No, they've moved near Woodmead, I'd say.
Okay. But yeah, my first song was a little bit later in my life. I think it was Standard One, and it was Two Unlimited.
Oh, yes.
No. Yeah, Obsessed. And then Hadaway was like my next.
Now my Don't son took Hadaway me. Around the country.
Wow. Yeah, those were my two.
Two Unlimited, I feel that's amazing. Yeah.
You remember the Hadaway, around about that period. Yes. Yeah. Mm.
But what do you mean that's your tune? What is your tune then? I missed the name, the title.
What was it? There's no limit.
So why did you sing that?
Ek weet nie.
Jy het gaan sing by David Gresham.
Nee. How did we? Because I was saying I missed the tape era in recording.
Oh, you
but
missed
it. But I do remember seeing it in the David Gresham record studio. Ziggy and Larry Pullen still worked there. And they were, and actually Larry and Ziggy would still use that to record on. And some producers still do. And it's a great, I've actually recorded a track on tape. So, it's just a different sound and it's a great method to do things. But yeah, I would say it's Two Unlimited. Yeah.
Okay.
So you were 14 the first time you recorded.
Yes, I signed my first record deal at age 14.
That's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I literally walked into the A&R room and I was like, "You guys are going to sign me today." I was this little cocky little thing. Oh, yeah, and they were like, "Oh shit."
Peter, you know, they didn't have idols and that kind of nonsense. Not nonsense, actually very legitimate programs now.
Yeah.
But you should actually be a judge.
Mm.
Hey?
Yes. We need more of you.
You should be a judge.
Yeah, but I'm too critical. You know,
No. That's Simon Cowell. Hello.
Mr. V, but someone at Sony was a judge.
Yeah, Dave Thompson.
Dave Thompson, yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
Then he sort of, it was so traumatic.
Gareth and all of those guys.
Yeah,
he left for
yeah, he's
for
in
the
Australia.
Yeah, yeah, Australia. That's right.
For
that's
the Tonga Islands or something. He never came back. No, I'm joking. I'm
fucking joking. Is he okay?
This is
the one.
Yay!
Even Martin.
Yo.
Ecstasy. Time. She's bopping.
What a track!
Is this a remix or is
no,
it
it's the one.
This is intense.
It's coming.
Ooh.
The synthesizers, though.
Did you guys ever go to Idols, the club Idols? No. Everybody used to dance.
Oh, really?
This stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I love this, like the musical intro is like 2 minutes before they start singing, but it's so great.
Music from back then had just like musical interludes. It's like a guitar solo in every song. It's just a minute and a half.
Great song.
It grows.
Wow.
Simple lyrics.
Yeah, it's not, there's no limit.
Thank you.
Okay.
The limit does not exist. That's
okay.
A Mean Girls reference.
Now I want to go back again. So you said Pop Shop or something earlier, Christian.
Yes.
And then I said, remember the word Springbok?
Yes,
remember?
And then I wrote it down and then you like mouthed something to me and then...
I said Springbok. Because I don't know about Anna Taylor, but I know that Peter V... used to sing on Springbok records. Mm. Remember those Springbok things?
Yeah,
well, they are now like collector's items.
Apparently,
do you know that?
We actually started Springbok Records, Springbok Hit Parade.
No, do you know what that is?
No idea.
Springbok Hits, I think. Mm. That's what we called it, right?
Is that like the now of then?
Yes, but it was a cover album.
It was covers. So what happened was, to make it cheaper for us, the Czechos public.
Yes,
they
the Czechos Republic.
They re-recorded the songs. Mm-hmm. So they would re-record their
songs.
And they'll get Taylor in to sing it.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay.
And Pete, and so there would be a song. Tell me the song. Can you remember songs that you sang on the Springbok Hit Parade?
Well, I sang on all four, from one till four. And then, you know, occasionally they'd call me in. But gosh,
did
I sang on all the Christie-type songs. I did The Black Knight by... Deep Purple.
Local
and
covers
I actually
of
played
international
drums on
hits.
That.
Yeah, just local artists.
Yeah, it was local artists. We had to try and sound exactly like him.
And you did, eh?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but a lot of us did. Clive Bruce did a lot of that kind of stuff. We're all like chameleons, you know. We're vocal chameleons.
But 1 to 4. 1 to 4. That's ages ago. Because it ended up at 930,940. So 1 to 4. I think I had number 3. Did you do the Mammy Blue one? Or not?
No, I didn't do
that. That was my first one. So I bought. It was a purple Springbok record.
Yes.
It was still a cutout lady.
It was that same lady, yeah.
Yeah. But then later, Christian, they had Tannies met Mama, met Mamas. Okay. Tannies met Titties.
So,
it was like Scope.
So
you bought it for the lady as well. Mm. You wanted to see the call lady.
Okay, but before you continue. So these were covers, local artists covering international hits.
And trying to sound exactly like
And it was a long play, and it was like 99 cents. Hey?
No, they were about... At the time, they were about 2 rand something.
Oh, really?
But
you have to pay royalties.
But those days,
the
full price album was about 7 rand 50. The cheaper album was about 3 rand 75. In fact, I've got a couple of stickers on my old records at home. Only 3 rand 75, tax included.
Wow.
But the original artists get the royalties.
No. Well, when you say the original artists don't get royalties from people covering their... The original recordings. Okay. Only the songwriters get them.
Yes.
So if you've written your song and somebody likes your song, they can generally be free to record your song as a composed song, but not that you don't have to get a royalty as an artist.
Yes.
Because you're not performing it.
Because you are the performer. If you perform a song, like for instance, if I like Sting's song, I can give Sting the credit and record that song.
Yes.
But he's the writer, not the artist. Mm. You see? So that's the way it works.
This was 2 Rand 25. Here it is, Springbok Hits.
2 Rand.
2 Rand 25. And look at the tiny her titties.
No, but that
was okay, now pan this way.
But was that the lady with the flaring hair?
No, Yanni just gave me this. Yanni was Googling. But this is now already later, 2 Rand 20. I'm telling you, mine was 99 cents. Because it was the purple cutout lady.
Yeah. What do you want? It's sad to find myself
at home. Brings back me. I think I bought that in 1974.
But you know what that is? That is Mammy Blue as recorded as by a Dutch...
Charisma.
That's not Charisma is a South African band who did a cover version of a Dutch band, right?
Okay.
And then a South African group on Springbok Hits covered the Charisma version.
It's getting complicated.
It's a cover of a cover of a cover.
It's undercover.
So now you know what I was trying to explain.
But that was an era, hey? And you know what?
Crazy I see era.
Everywhere in like antique shops, if you pardon the expression, but it's true, I see the Springbok Hit Parade LPs out again.
Yeah.
And the people, the young people now, you like the... We like
LPs, yes.
What do you call that?
Vinyl.
Yeah,
vinyl. Sometimes they become placemats for parties.
Never. Yes, I do.
Somebody sent me a record and said, you know, I found this on a restaurant table.
What?
I said, hey, thank you, but it's all scratched.
Yeah. But that was a couple of years ago. Now, these things go out again and people buy it. And it's so expensive.
There's still something similar to this Springbok LP thing. When I worked at Look and Listen, back when it was still a thing, we used to sell this, like, it's like a 4-CD, like, set.
That's right.
That's all just covers.
That's right.
And we'd always sell them, and eventually we had to put stickers on them because people would buy them expecting it to be like a Now compilation, and it's not an album, and then people would bring it back, and people are like mad, like screaming at us, like, "How dare you?
Yeah, it's not real.
This is not David Guetta."
Yeah.
So was it local people?
Or was it
international people?
Someone is covering these songs.
Yeah, but there are American companies that do covers, and they sell them to local record companies at a small fee. You know, just an outright. In fact, not a fee; they just sell it outright. There's a place in the UK called Coombe Music. C-O-O-M-B-E. Coombe Music. We used to do that in the record business. We'd phone the guys up and say, we're looking for a copy of what you're copying.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's the industry, man. It's the record industry.
Yeah. But
as I say, it's being rock and roll.
It's being sold with a hope that people won't realize it's not the real thing. But I remember I thought it was the real thing as a child. And then later I thought, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Why is it so cheap? Why is it so cheap, this record? And why is my ABBA, which I bought, like 9 Rand?
Why is Whitney not sounding the same as she always used?
Did you ever imitate ABBA on the Springboks?
No.
Ooh, no, that would have been difficult.
No, I imitated quite a lot of, you know, I hear you knocking, you remember? That song, that was a great song. I did a lot of covers, some Cliff Richard stuff, some Neil Diamond, I Am, I Said, The Crackling Rosie.
What was your favorite, Mr. V?
My favorite? Of who?
Of to cover, like that you felt most.
Somebody hit me with that question a couple of weeks ago, I can't really.
I was saying.
I could never. Somebody said to me, what would you like to cover today? Mm. We want to do a country rock album, Peter.
I would kill to hear him cover Nicki Minaj. I would sell my kidneys to hear you rap to Nicki Minaj.
Me rap. Oh, Nicki's pretty good, and she's not too bad, you but she's kind of sexy little lady. I think I had.
I like it.
Very cool.
I wanted to ask you something and I've forgotten again.
Okay.
We get that one. I Am,
I've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I forget. I sort of forget it and then it's just dark. But I can hear the voice. I can hear you, people.
That's called
I
us.
Know you're out there. It was Neil Diamond.
Being
paranoid. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. So, in those days, obviously, you listened with another ear the music because you thought, okay, that one we can do. Or whoever. Who was the producer of the Springbok stuff?
I was in the beginning.
So you would listen to
and a guy called Robert Schroeder.
Okay.
Now, we started Springbok Hits with a guy from MFP.
Very clever.
Wasn't our idea. It was a guy from MFP. He had come from London.
His name was Michael Eve. Yeah, all right, yeah.
He got this idea and he said to Robert Schroeder, would you like to do this album? And I was working at EMI and Robert was working at EMI. They phoned me and there was a guy called Ken Talbot who was the head of the studio. So we used to clandestinely, whatever the word is, meet at night and record Springbok Hits. But I thought it was illegal.
Underground.
Anyway, yeah, we did it, and MFB put it out.
Yeah.
And the EMI guys pretended that they didn't know about it. And then I said to Robert and them, I said, you know what? My job might be in jeopardy.
Jeopardy now.
So I better get out of this one. But I'll sing with you guys. So Robert will tell you the story. He's got a gold disc all over the place. Gold discs, plural. For $500,000 sales, a million sales.
Yeah.
And those were great, great days.
They did very well. So Music for Pleasure was a sub.
Yes.
Local sub-brand.
Yeah, it was what they would do is they'd find artist records from the UK and sell them cheaper, you see, and also do cover version records. So they'd like take a Roger Whittaker and get a cheaper Roger Whittaker and put that out, you know?
I see, yeah.
But it's interesting because that's almost like curating the music of the time.
Kind of.
Because like, I'm assuming the songs that were on there were hits internationally.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that was like a way time to introduce people to like, what is big right now.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
But, gaan bietjie aan, Christian?
Interesting. Especially like in a time before, like I think it's like MTV and music videos and social media.
86.
Like
long before.
So we have like radio and then these albums come out. And
Christian, we had an hour of TV a day.
That's insane to me.
I know.
Now my phone limits me to an hour because I use it too much.
No, we had an hour. We waited like staunchly in front of a flower in the wind and then hello and welcome to Isaika.
Like the rainbow colored thing.
What about you? What say you? Hello. Goeienaand. Hoe gaan dit met jou? Goeienaand, het jy dit? What bedoel jy? And that was it, folks. Some German dubbed fucking thing. It was amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you were blown away.
And and Pop Shop, which you mentioned, that later Martin Locke was a guy you don't know.
No.
But he later, that was like the real thing. So you don't buy Springbok anymore.
I have a couple of Pop Shops.
pop shop, pop shop. And that was 6 o'clock on a Friday. That's and right. It was like 5 minutes because it was actually a sin to play pop music on SRBC. So.
Was he just like humming it? Like, this is a current hit.
Yeah, here's ABBA with Knowing Me. Knowing Me. Good night and see you next week.
That's so true.
Well, not really, but that's a bit.
Yeah.
But it's really nearly true.
Mr. V, with all your experience over the years, someone like Rodriguez, when I think about him and what he went through with his record and things, how did that happen in the South African music that there was such a gap or that it just disappeared, all these royalties and things?
Well, you know, it's quite a sad story. His records didn't really sell a lot of copies in South Africa. What happened is they were pirated.
Oh.
So the record came out, a lot of people...
All the army guys.
Recorded it, and the army guys gave the army guys, and it multiplied, and everybody said the greatest record in South Africa. But then people got the idea to go out and buy Rodriguez.
Perception.
But the real story was that it, in my opinion, it didn't sell a lot of copies.
Oh.
The licensee in South Africa did pay over the royalties to the owner in America, but the owner in America didn't pay Rodriguez.
Oh,
so that's... It's a story of so many artists in the world. Thank goodness I'm very lucky to have been inside the record business and to make sure that people got paid and that I got paid, you know.
Yeah.
But it is it's quite sad about Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Really. But anyway, he's doing well nowadays.
Yeah.
And Anna, are you on top of your stuff? I mean, you can't even swindle vote now, Nina.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think it took me a while, actually, to get to that point to know, I should actually be knowing what's going on and not just worry about my set list, you know? So, yeah, definitely, on top of contracts and all the legalities of things.
Well, you like of it.
Do you have a
legal? Yeah.
You look like
the face of someone who knows what's going on.
You have a flip file at home, definitely.
Oh, hell
the
yeah.
The lineal.
I love old school, like big book. I still use Brit. Oh, that's Brit. I sit on.
I want to ask you a question, Christian. You said, let me play this. That's a movie going.
Yes.
Movies and television.
Okay, cool.
So we went to Ralph Record.
Record Ralph to Ralph Breaks the Internet.
And then there was this song they played by Rick Astley. And you said it is a what?
Like this is not the song.
No, but... you know what this is, Christian? This is Rick Astley's new... He's trying to make a comeback.
This is pretty good.
He's trying to make a comeback.
It's lovely. I'm gonna try. Really? Is it really him?
No, Peter. I'm sitting here fucking lying.
Dude, I was involved at RCA Records. Doesn't sound like him.
It's new. He's trying something.
Oh yeah, I can hear that. Yeah.
Shame, but I don't want to talk about that.
It sounds kind of like Need to Breathe, sort of.
But never gonna give you up.
Yes,
remember
Anna.
That
exactly.
Come on, ask never Anna gonna let as well. I'm curious, how much time do you spend on the internet?
Yeah, lots.
So do you know what Rickrolling is?
No,
I didn't know either. Don't
so
worry.
So it's when someone asks you for a link, and then instead of giving to the person the correct link, you send them the music video to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so then when you click on it,
I feel that's a millennial thing.
It is a very millennial.
Very millennial. So that's like a thing.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes.
Okay, I'll probably do it. It sounds fun. Yeah.
So how does that tie in with Ralph Breaks the Internet?
So this is a kind of spoiler in a way, I guess.
Oh yeah.
So we can do it. We'll just give a spoiler warning. Spoiler warning. Wah. Cool. So, at the end of the credits, you're expecting like a post-credits scene, and it's like exclusive preview for Frozen 2. And then it hard cuts to doo-goo-doo-goom, Never Gonna Give You Up.
We should do it with the two unlimited
ones. With
Ralph. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's a good movie.
I was laughing. He did not get it at all.
I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
I could like see the
I still don't know.
No, when I saw Frozen 2, I went, wow. What's happening now with Rick Astley? I was happy about Frozen 2, but...
It's basically just like a prank. on the internet.
Yes.
Okay. It's like giving someone the wrong address and just sending them the address to the Enkirkerk in Santen every single time they ask you.
Kasper, I think it's an editing error.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on, and he was saying, it's Rickrolling, Rickrolling. What the hell is Rickrolling?
It's a thing. It started on 4chan like 2000, in like 2009, 2007.
Okay, but listen. The movie.
Yes.
We can absolutely recommend it, can't we?
Highly recommend it.
It is so funny, Rion.
Okay. It's so good.
It's like funny, funny. Like Frozen is for girls a bit, but this one.
Great.
It's funny. It's
for everyone.
A lot of references that will just go over kids.
Okay.
And we will have, well, except for the Rickrolling, I didn't understand. But the rest I did.
There's a lot of pop culture references. Okay, like cool. A lot.
But you didn't understand a lot of it either.
Uh-huh, cool. No, there were a lot of references, like I said. Yeah. But it's really, really good.
Julle twee baie die mekaar was op sekere stadiums deur hierdie fliek.
Yeah.
But it's funny, well done.
Very mature.
The animation is well done. In the finest detail they go now with little lips and stuff.
Like, hair is crazy to me. Like, clothes have texture. Like, when did we get you? Mm. How did we get you? Like, Toy Story and now this.
Mm.
Toy Story 4.
I don't
want to
talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Also, Lion King released
saw it this morning.
Simba's really cute.
Oh. But you can see it's a doll, but it's nice. Anyway.
This is an American Sniper, okay?
Okay. But, yeah, it's coming. But, yeah, go see Wreck-It Ralph, the internet, the years. What?
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
That one.
All right.
Go see it. Yes. Really. And if you're on a plane, Anna, and it's on, watch it, you'll laugh.
Okay, it's a really good plane movie.
Oh, okay, cool. I will.
Which is not an insult. Great. Like, I love a good plane movie.
Have you guys seen Dinner with Batista with Salma Hayek?
No.
It's depressing.
Why should we see it then?
It's artistic and depressingly beautiful.
Is it the Andy Warhol artist?
No. No, it's not. It's just Dinner with Batista. I've never seen Salma Hayek play a role like this. It was real. It was very depressing, confusing. But you know when you left going, oh, that was depressing, but yet it made me feel good?
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like
that.
We had that this week.
I've got that thing too. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah, I can't have too much good.
No.
Like, I'm not still too sure about this movie you're talking about. It sounds too happy.
It is very happy, but
it's very happy.
I think it's a plain movie for you.
Yeah.
Aeroplane movie.
But we saw something that was very depressing this week.
Oh, what? My God.
We went
to bank balance.
Every day. We went to the press screening for Struup, which is a...
Oh, yes.
A documentary about the rhino poaching. So it's just like 2 hours of you feeling like
crying.
Awful about the human race. Like, you're like, how do we get
you? Should die.
But yeah. I thought you guys said it was good. I read
it was amazing.
Guys...
It was amazing.
But I hated watching it. It was so depressing.
Yeah, that would mess
human
me up.
Beings are just puppets.
Yeah, it was just fish-like.
We're terrible.
We are too many people on
we
this.
We need a new flood.
Mm.
We do.
Just.
Yeah, maar nie die honde nie. Die honde en die animals moet
leef.
Nee,
hulle
moet ons kom frik.
Ons moet hulle waarsku net.
Maar hulle sal weet. Hulle sal vlug.
Hulle voel dit aan. Ja.
If there's another Noah's Ark, the people stay behind.
But they are like making excuses to eat and abuse and use animals for nonsense.
It's absolutely ignorant. That is this uneducated benefit. Yeah, near it is
total nonsense. And most of the stuff that they do sell and they test was fake. So it's fake rhino horn. Mm. But still, the rhinos are being slaughtered.
Even fieslik, excuse, ek wil nie daar, jy weet, this is for my met fur. Ek weet, it's nou 'n bietjie off topic, but it's still to do with animals.
California like, recently banned it.
Ja, ek dra glad nie even fake fur nie, because for me it promotes it, so dit gaan hand in hand met die fake, wat jy nou van gepraat het, jy weet, like, anyway, ja, dit is tragies.
But you know that if Christian is a vegan, so this is new to me, so I thought this morning, what is it that he can actually eat in the mornings, because everything is abused, basically. Animals are abused so much these days that you can basically eat very little.
You're really terrible people.
Like, because you are like, jy moet nou, as daar 'n fucking dier gepoep het in die omgewing, kan jy dit nie eet nie.
Yes, it's off limits.
So I don't know what you're going to eat.
Can I take a tape home of what you just said?
Wait, what happened?
I want to play it to my friends.
No, it's on podcast.
It's on the air.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to send you the link.
Sorry. Yeah, please.
The real link.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a real link, not a
definitely. But I think one of the most shocking things about the documentary, sorry, taking it back there for a second, was I think we always think that like the poaching's happening here and then the actual product gets sent overseas, and we always think it's an outside thing, but it's local as well. Like, they had like a big part with they had someone go into like local little markets, and they found like rhino horn and like ivory and like just like a skinned lion against a wall. It's horrific.
And you know, they caught two guys last year in Sandton somewhere, and it was two Afrikaans guys that was the big bosses of the syndicate with that sells it to the Chinese.
So, the most horrific part was, so the local rhino farmers, there was a part where the one guy was, they had to sell one of the rhinos so they can have money to feed the rest of the rhinos at the farm. And they're selling it to this guy that just couldn't give less of a shit what happens to these animals. They're like, don't you care what happens?
They're going to Asia, hey?
Yes, they're going to Asia. So he has like something in Asia. We don't get details of what he does. But he's just like, no, I don't care. Like, why would I care?
I understand it, nee. Is that an upbringing situation? Is that there is a child they weren't taught or educated or...
Probably.
You weet, dit maak my dumb pussen,
money, maybe?
Let's say.
Yeah.
Nah. Dit maak my... Ek raak warm op hierdie. Like, but it's money. I can't see conversations hanteer, nee. Dit maak
can you
my
just pick up Peter V from the floor?
He is frothing at the mouth.
Excuse me.
Listen, I'm used to more language, worse language than that.
No, it's just that of course, it's internet radio, so you can see what you want. But the thing is that... It's money. I think it's money.
No, it's corrupt. Definitely. It's all money.
Maar die ding is, ek is a believer van karma. Jy weet, dit is net dit kan nie so aangaan nie. Dit is what we manifest, it expands and it becomes real. And if you continue with that behavior, or if you continue chasing money, etc., and that is your focus in life, like, dit is inevitable dat dit gaan backfire. Jy weet, jy kan nie so aangaan. Jy weet, and it's been proven time and time again. Jy weet, jy kan nie so just go through life without thinking about the repercussions of your actions. Like, that boggle my mind that hulle dink hierdie animals het nie emosie of
oh my god, you must see this.
It's horrific.
So often what happens is a calf gets left behind. So the mother and the calf would form
don't.
Good bond.
Yeah, it's so sad.
So they would stay together for up to 2 years of the calf weaning.
Okay, tell. Tell.
And what happened is they poached the one calf's mother, and they found the calf sleeping inside the mother's carcass for warmth.
Shame, man. Shouting for the mother. But I think when you're on that plane...
This is depressing.
Yeah, sorry.
We were crying.
Yeah, like, it was highly upsetting.
When you're on that plane and you watched Ralph Rex the internet, and they have Stroop. They call it Stroop in America. Stroop. Watch it. You're going to write a song about it. I'm telling you now. I can hear it.
Could be a good idea.
Yeah, it's going to be
a
good
song. That could be a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, Yanni, Anna, Peter. Yanni is still here as well. Do you know
hey,
a guy?
Yanni!
This is now
what's
very...
Up? What's up, brother?
What's that thing they do on iTunes? They call it deep cuts, hey?
Deep cuts. It's like, an obscure... Yeah. What do you call it on your show?
Stuff. No. Gefok maar vrolijk or something. I can't... Out there. Now, I've discovered a guy called Lester Bowie. Do you know this name?
No.
Hey? I know. Yanni?
I know his cousin, David.
Lester Bowie. Do you know his name? Yanni shakes no. You know David, yeah. But this is like... I think this is great. But it's very intense cerebral jazz. But it's strange. Listen to this. What the fuck?
This is the Birdman soundtrack.
Shh. It's still going. What did he do? Where is... Oh, fuck. What's going on? Hello?
Here we go. Here comes the drum.
No, the drum's gone now.
Shh. But you can hear it's good, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, esoteric. Okay. Ooh, I don't know what you.
Do you think they know they're recording?
Probably stoned out of their brain.
They're like warming up. Someone
hey,
has like a
brother,
Zoom.
Pass the joint, brother.
Yeah.
Hey man, I like these walls.
But they know what they're doing.
Like it's intentional.
Spine for something.
freeform, as they call it, freeform.
So this is ek angstig is. This is how my brain talks to me.
Bring it
to
me.
Ek kan hoor is goed.
Yeah.
But it's
but
weird.
It's so unpredictable.
Mm.
It's
out there.
Doesn't go anywhere, but goes somewhere.
But now they're feeling each other.
Yeah.
Other people on this, if you want to look for it on iTunes, is Arthur Blythe, Malachi Favors, if you know any of these names, it's pipe up. Amina Myers and Philip Wilson. Philip Wilson sounds. Okay, he's now getting some kind of a fucking attack, the guy on bass. You're there. Yes, yes.
This is a lot.
But I like it.
I feel kind of tired now. Like, I feel like I've just run a marathon.
We got another 7 minutes.
Just watch my eyes, they're rolling backwards.
Like, this is kind of exhausting because I'm trying to, like, find... My brain wants to find patterns, and there are no patterns.
But that's the difference between genius and bad. This is genius.
I'm bad.
Millennium. No, this is just not bad. The millennium.
I mean, these guys know what they're doing. Even though they're stoned or whatever they're on. Yanni, what do you think? What does he say?
See, he thinks it's great.
They're not playing to music sheets. They're just freeform playing. Yeah.
But isn't that something you must admire?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like John Coltrane really started a lot of that kind of stuff.
Because we play sometimes something that is extremely bad or extremely good. So today I would categorize this as very good.
But people at home can figure it out for themselves. They can like choose whether it's good or bad.
Is it him with the stomach problem now?
Hello.
Hi. Is that hi, Duncan? Or is that the trompet?
Oh,
it's me. Oh, yes.
I don't know.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think if you're in a club and you sit there with a little bit of
smoking
alcohol,
the blue lights, right?
Like, I definitely think I can get into it if it was live, but this is like a lot for my brain to deal with.
I'm sorry.
My robot brain is not coping.
I know. I'm sorry. Now he's playing on the coffee tin. Shh.
You don't want to be working on your computer.
So. No. No. No, you'll fuck up.
Or sexy time.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Definitely not. Definitely not.
Raw on the floor.
Imagine. You want a Barry White type voice, rather.
Yeah.
So, baby. Peter, Anna Wolf, spread the word of this girl. Don't you think she is just...
She's lovely.
Amazing. She is now performing in
South
Africa. I
love the theatrics. As well, yes. The voice and the action in the studio. It was really excellent. Really
captivating.
Thank you so much.
So,
but it was really
where
good.
Is she again?
Oh, where is she again? Well, Taylor becoming Anna Wolf. That's the tour that you're on at the moment.
Yes.
She's going to be touring the whole month, a little bit of November and through December. The 24th of November, she'll be at the Musiekskie in Pretoria.
Is that more?
Yeah. On the 1st of December, she'll be at the Music Box Observatory in Johannesburg. The 7th of December, she'll be in the theatre on the square in Sandton. We'll be there. Yes. 8th of December, her birthday. She'll be performing at Radium Beer Hall, Johannesburg. 13th of December, good. Cafe Rue in Noordhoek. 20th of December, Cafe Rue in Cape Town. And finally, the 22nd of December in Camel Rock, Scarborough. And aren't you performing on the 14th
in Durban?
Yeah, that's it.
You can find more details at therealannawolf.com or just search Real Anna Wolf on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information.
It was a pleasure having you here. It was such a pleasure having my hero, Peter V, here. Thank you. And we will continue this. You got
lovely.
Lots to say.
Thank
hey.
You. Thank you
but
very
you
much.
See, this is like a chat. I
yeah,
like it.
Yeah.
You chat with people you like. So it was a great show. I really
very
enjoyed
musical.
It.
Very musical.
Yeah, and you learned.
I learned.
The
so
millennium
much.
Learned. And Rian, you and your ties with Peter,
yeah.
Isn't that just
amazing? It's so amazing.
Mr. V, you call him.
It'll always be Mr.
V. But he's some mafia boss.
make me an offer.
you can't refuse. Here it is. Listen to this. He's already got that offer. Oh my God. Bye bye, people.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.